listening to Autry Staten on The Hoe with Autry Show Weekly to share the encouraging word of the Lord.
Hi, everyone. This is Autry from Hope with Autry, and I'm here every week or every other week to share the encouraging word of the Lord because God wants us to be encouraged and not discouraged. And I'm here with Hope with Autry because I'm trying to bring hope to the hopeless and to help people to know that they can get through any situation with the love and compassion of Jesus Christ. Now, if you would like trauma coaching, I am a trauma coach and I love to help people to overcome anxiety, fear, discouragement, addiction, and so much more. I work with people regularly, including, you know, God has healed me and delivered me from a lot of trauma that I have been through in my life. And my heart is to help others as well. My heart is also to lead many to the Lord because that's the most important thing. Jesus says that he is the way, the truth, and the life. And no one goes to the Father except through Jesus. So we need to first accept Jesus, know that he's real, and he will heal and deliver us from all trauma. If trauma is in our personal life and we've gone through it, a lot of times we feel that we'll never get past it. Now, faith alone won't fix it. Medicine alone will not fix it or mend your trauma. Too many people believe the lie that they are broken, hopeless, and have set in them that they accepted that this new normal is as good as it's going to get. Maybe that's where you are today. But trauma didn't break you. You weren't broken. You're wounded, and your wounds will heal with the proper steps if they're taken. So don't think that it's forever that you're in this state. God doesn't want us to stay in this broken state. He wants us to be delivered and set free. Trauma doesn't discriminate either. It can touch our lives at any age, stage, or place. It comes through the actions of a stranger or through the touch of a close family member, and it can even strike suddenly at any point, so through abuse or neglect or war or sexual abuse is a big one. Trauma impacts the whole of us and our minds, our bodies, our souls, and our spirits. It's relentless, and trauma lays in our self-esteem. A lot of us feel depressed and discouraged, and our self-esteem can be attacked because of trauma and abuse. But our trust in humanity, our emotional command centers, and our hope for the future should not be through others, but it has to be only through the Lord. In fact, I put up a scripture today that we need to put our hope in the Lord, not in man, because our hope needs to come from him. And he is the way of delivery. He's the way of escape. He's the way of salvation. Jesus is his name. And I put up the scripture today. It says, I lift my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let our foot slip. He who watches over us will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber or sleep. The Lord watches over us. The Lord is our shade at our right hand. The sun will not harm us by day, nor the moon at night. The Lord will keep me from harm. He will watch over my life. The Lord will watch over my coming and going, both now and forevermore. So that's in Psalm 121. The Song of Ascents. We need to also forgive. Holding on to bitterness and resentment can stop our breakthrough. You know, I had a lot of pain and suffering, but the Lord ensures that we forgive and we just don't hold it in us any longer because it's only hurting ourselves. And we need to know that we're not broken. We're wounded, but God is the healer. He's the resurrection power that will heal us of our wounds. So thank you, Lord, that you are the one that heals us. You're the one that sets us free. Okay, so we need to also break our default response to trauma. When it comes to trauma, many of us insist that we can fix it on our own. We reject the help of others and the help of God. I know that for a long time, I was getting delivered by God and I had no help for years. But lately, God became the only source for me, but I'm also in support, actually lead support groups to help others overcome trauma. So it's very important to have someone or a group of people to help you during it. But despite our best do-it-yourself efforts or our default actions following a traumatic event usually make things worse. We are referring to those actions that we tend to take if intentional discipline isn't applied to our choices. There's a typical pattern. First we deny it, then we cry, then we numb. And then we run. A lot of times we run away from anything to get healed. And I know for myself, I've done that so many times. I just don't want to deal with it. And I'd rather do anything else than to deal with the traumatic experience. These actions bring us further away from healing, not closer to it. If we wish we would heal, we would stop doing what feels natural and begin applying the supernatural response. And the supernatural response is going to Jesus, getting healed, being accountable for our actions, and not running from it. But in order to do so, we must understand the spiritual ramifications of trauma as well as the emotional. Okay, so first, our world is shaken up to the core. Our involuntary response is to deny that the experience will have any long-term impact on our lives. Our denial isn't driven by ignorance, but denial happens when our new reality is incongruent with the way we previously saw our lives playing out. So that's the first response to trauma. Then we start to grasp the extent of the damage caused by trauma. We experience a tidal wave of complex emotions. Some of us may cry, and caused by trauma, eventually our innate coping mechanisms can no longer hold our growing emotional, mental, and spiritual unrest. So we look for reinforcements in the form of painkillers and numbing agents. So a lot of times running away or using any form or substance to get us away from the reality of dealing with the trauma. And running away is never the way to do anything. So we can't run, but we need to confront the trauma and deal with it. And next, many trauma survivors aim to eliminate their physical or emotional psychological pain by resorting to drugs, alcohol, shopping, food, addictions, habits. And these choices actually work against our good. And a lot of times there's consequences for them. You know, you can miss your breakthrough, you can lose it, or you can never get that healing and overcoming sensation of God being the source of healing. So we begin to desperately search for some sentimental form of healing. We run towards whatever or whoever is handing out hope. We run away from one traumatic experience right into another one. We run from one bad relationship to another, from one hobby to another, and we run from one thing to another. So, you know, a lot of times, that was never my thing. You know, like, personally, I divorced my first husband. My second husband divorced me, and I'm in a relationship now. I had a lot of trauma in my past, and God is in the process of really bringing healing and breakthrough, but I never ran to a relationship in between. That was never something that happened to me. I went years in between because, you know, I knew that it would just cause more and more delay. So God does not want that. He wants us to be happy and with healthy relationships. So 2 Corinthians 12 verse 9, it says, "The Lord said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in your weakness. For the sake of Christ, then I am content with my weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities. For when I am weak, then I am strong.'" And this is so powerful. In our weaknesses, he becomes strong. He becomes our noble strength. And in our hard times and when we're persecuted, when we go to God, he helps us. He gets us through those hard times. And he is the one that brings healing and deliverance into our lives. And we can't run from our weaknesses, but we ask him to be the strength. So we have to let go of our ability to fix things and ask God to be the fixer of our lives. You know, a lot of times I go, you know, when I'm doing trauma coaching, I hear people's stories and I have such empathy for them, but I don't feel pity on them because I've been through it and I'm gone through it and it's constant. But, you know, with Christ, we are overcomers. We never want to let go of Jesus because he's the only one that could bring us to the breakthrough. He's the only one. We can't run from him because there's no way to get the blessings of God without first seeking the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added on as well. A lot of times people strive and they try to do in their own strength, but without Jesus, they'll never. Humility invites others to help us when we let go of being prideful, which says we can do it on our own. We don't need people. Humility welcomes God into our pain. So pride will say, you know, I don't need God. I'm going to run from God. Humility listens to wise counsel. pride runs away from it. He doesn't want to listen. They don't want to listen to wise counsel. And it's always good to have a mentor. I have two mentors in my life, and without them, I don't do things that are big because God has given them wisdom for me. It's important to listen to your mentors or pastors that God put in your life, if it's the Lord. Humility, it leads us to healing, but pride comes before a fall. So we can, you know, be prideful, but we'll never get healed. So this is all trauma coaching 101. So healing doesn't happen simply because we show up every week and put in our time. Contrary to the old age, time doesn't heal all wounds. It's us. We can't let others in while keeping up our guard. We have to let our walls down at times. You know, it's important to have your walls up as needed and have discernment and, you know, be weary, because people will hurt us. People will lie to us. People will try to destroy us. But when we use discernment, we know what's what. You know, I honestly have been letting people in because God's been telling me to allow that now for certain people. But it gives me wisdom to know who to let in and who not to. And when you're traumatized, a lot of times people isolate. I just did two trauma coaching calls today, and they are both isolating. They don't like to be in groups. They want to be left alone. And God doesn't want that. He wants us to be healed. There's a time for isolation. You know, there's about 5 years that God's been really having me to be isolated, to be healed. And, you know, a lot of people I couldn't trust. But I'm coming out of that isolation now and developing friendships that I had friends, but I had to be very careful of who I would let in. But God, you know, will bring in people that you could trust. So don't be, you know, always isolating, because God doesn't want that forever. There are seasons for that, though. And you have to be, you know, really hearing His voice for that, and hearing where to go and where not to go, and really being discerning with that as well. So right now, if you feel like you can just let us know if there's something bothering you, and I can help give you insight into how to move forward with your trauma. If you're having any traumatic experience, you can go to abministry.com, or you can go to hopewithaudrey.com, hopewithaudrey.com, and sign up, and I will do trauma coaching with you. Or you can call me at 941-258-8389. I really need people to sew into this, because, you know, to keep my podcasts weekly instead of bi-weekly, please sew into this. I have a lot of people that want to come in and share their testimonies, and I only have a certain amount of time per month that I can do these. So please just let me know if if you're denying your trauma, you're crying, you're numbing, you're running, what have you been doing, and how can I help you? And I have a lot of strategies and techniques that will help you overcome for trauma. God doesn't want us staying in that. Now, you need to also understand the spiritual wounds of trauma, because trauma brings us right back to the moment when Eve ate the apple. Eve swept into the world, and the first soul wounds took root. In Genesis 3, it talks about how Adam and Eve, tempted by the serpent, rejected God's simple instructions and ate the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Suddenly, evil or trauma entered the world, and Adam and Eve's perfect roots became immediately damaged. Instead of security, they felt fear and shame. Instead of belonging, they felt rejection. Instead of knowing their purpose, they felt lost. The same thing happens to us. Trauma wounds our souls and damages our root systems. And when our roots are damaged, we visually don't hear the kind of fruit we desire. Recognizing that this fruit, our symptoms, can be tied back to unhealthy roots is what differentiates us from, you know, getting healed from not being healed. So we really have to know where the root cause is as well. So fear and anxiety and lack of sleep are some of the things that can help happen when you're dealing with trauma. Those are some of the kind of the symptoms. And trauma survivors experience wide varieties of symptoms as a result. And it could be crying, you know, not sleeping at night, depression, anxiety, fear. And it wounds the body. It actually changes the cells in your body and the physiological anatomy and performance of the brain. Stress and trauma have been linked to cognitive dysfunction, cardiac and digestive related diseases, and autoimmune disorders. So trauma can wound your actual soul. And there's a book I'm reading, it's in the other room, but about soul wounds from trauma. And we have to look beyond the mental and physical wounds left by trauma, because trauma wounds us in places that medicine won't reach and surgery can't touch. And I do trauma coaching, and it actually removes the trauma from your body. So I'm going to do a few techniques with you before it ends as well, this broadcast. So a lot of times, instead of being full of peace, we're full of anxiety. Instead of love, we're full of anger. Instead of joy, we're full of sadness. Instead of patience, we're full of impatience. And security, belonging, and purpose is taken away from us. And those are the roots that we need to live by. And instead, we're afraid, we're rejected, we're lost. And God wants to heal that. And He's the only one that can help heal that. Trauma isn't caused by God, but it's caused by mankind's soul outcomes. A lot of times the things that really wound our soul can, because of man, cause trauma. So like a rerun of a show, no one wants to watch generation after generation turn on each other through war, hate, and greed. We steal, we lie, and when justice comes knocking, we hide and blame God for not stopping it in the first place. So, you know, a lot of times people that have not gotten justice for the pains and sorrows that we've gone through, it can cause real trauma. So one way that I like to work with my clients to heal from trauma, I have so many ways, is I like them to write down ways, like 5 years from now, do you see yourself? 5 years from now, you're not going to be going through the same trauma. I declare that in Jesus' name. Where do you see yourself? You know, do you have big goals? Sometimes our goals, we don't want to have little goals. We want to have big expectations. We don't want to be just, you know, boring in life, you know, lifeless lives. We want to have like worldwide expectations to reach millions. That's what God wants for us. And if trauma is your personal intersection with the brokenness of the world, recovery is your personal intersection with the redemptive heart of God. So God wants to redeem us and bring us to healing and redemption. So I have to remind you that you have purpose. Even though you were banished from the garden, like Adam and Eve, and even though their work would be hard, Adam and Eve still had jobs to do. Adam's job was to work the ground, and Eve was to bear children. Despite their trauma, they still had a purpose on earth that was God ordained. So God wants us to find our purpose and do it. He foretells of Jesus' triumph over sin and death and on the cross, which would make it possible for us to enter God's family as children and co-heirs with Christ. And that's in Genesis 3:15. So He wants to restore us and bring redemption to us. And He doesn't want us living in our past. So I encourage people to turn from hopelessness to have hope for their future. And so God doesn't want us to feel that because of what we went through or even things we did or have despair, but He wants us to be overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. So don't worry about what you went through. God will make a way. He will open new doors for you. He will give you safety. I always tell people to make sure that you're sharing in a safe place. You know, there's been times I shared even in healing rooms, and it wasn't used safely, and it was used to come against me. And it's important to have healing where you're being, you know, when you go for healing and deliverance. So I always tell people it's a safe place to come and to get healing with me, because I don't share your business. And so if you need some trauma coaching, please call me, and I will be there for you. 941-258-8389. He wants to recycle us and to bring us to repurpose and to repurpose all our trauma into breakthrough and to be used to help others, to give hope to others. And pain has purpose, and there's hope after trauma. He'll take our mess into a message, our test into a testimony. So right now, I just want to share with you a quick tool. I want you to share with me what your trauma is, and instead of giving me the sad ending that you think that your life will have, give me a positive ending at the end. Write down where you want to be in 2 months from now. Give yourself a new look and some exciting tools to get there between now and 2 months. I have so many other ways I want to help you, but I only have a few minutes on this, so I wanted to just say that. And if you have not accepted Jesus into your heart, I pray that you will do so now, because He's the only way to healing. Say, "Dear Lord Jesus, Come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins. Cleanse me of unrighteousness. I know that through you I can have eternal life. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. If you accept Jesus in your heart, please call me. I'd like to pray with you. I've been doing evangelism and I also been doing baptisms. So please call me if you're in the area. I'm in Florida. 941-258-8389. I'd love to pray for you and work with you. God bless you and have a beautiful day. God bless you and I love you always. Have a great day.